up all night. As I'm sure some poor people who've bought properties here in Cyprus may have been for some considerable time. There may be more who are also going to have sleepless nights, since it does seem now that there's the chance that some banks are moving to repossess homes that have been sold by bankrupt developers. It's been a nightmare waiting to happen, I think. We've been well aware of the possibilities for several years now. Nigel Howarth is from the Cyprus Property News. Evening, Nigel.
Good evening, Rosie.
I'm trying to remember when it was that I last mooted this to somebody when I was discussing the property issue on the programme and saying, how likely is it that the banks will do this? And they did assure me that the banks didn't have any intention of doing this. What's changed?
Yes, well, what's changed recently has been the dramatic decline in sales. I mean, sales are now 60-odd percent down, more than two-thirds down than at peak. And the problem is that the developers are not selling property, and therefore they're not getting any money in to service their bank loans.
All right, but the case in question, I think, that sort of started this going was a developer who actually stopped trading several years ago.
Yes, that's right. Yes, this is the Leocedes in Paphos. Yes, he did go into liquidation some years ago, but these processes do take some time here in Cyprus, as and it's just come to a head now. And what the bank has done, the Alpha Bank, they have asked the land registry for permission to auction a number of Leocedes plots of land at Peia, Anarita, Mezacharyo and Armu.
All right, but these plots of land are not just plots of land.
No, precisely. Those plots of land, I know some of them have houses built on them. I know because some of my friends live in one of the houses on this land, and they've when Leocedes went bust, they had to pay to have their property completed. They had to pay for roads to be laid in along with some of their neighbours, and all the electricity, water and so on to the property.
Alright, but they did all of that. Where are the title deeds?
Well, they don't have them because the Alpha Bank's mortgage was there before these buyers bought the property, and so that Alpha Bank mortgage or loan takes preference over their contract.
This is something, Nigel, that a lot of people have been caught by. Now, I believe, yes, I'm right in saying that recent changes to the regulations do mean that developers can no longer take mortgages out on plots that have been developed and sold. Is that right?
No, the new law allows a buyer, assuming he knows about it, who is buying on a property on land that is mortgaged, to go to the bank that loaned the mortgage and pay a percentage of the mortgage off to that bank, and then that bank will issue a clearance certificate so that the property they are buying and the land that it is built on is no longer subject to the mortgage.
Are we talking here only in sort of plots? I know there has been a custom over the past, I suppose it's cheaper for the developers, I don't know, to have a plot of land divided up into many smaller plots and build, let's say, I don't know, 12 houses on a large plot of land without actually physically dividing the land at the land registry. Is this the sort of situation we're talking about?
Yes, it is, but it can also happen on a single plot of land. Indeed, previously the developer didn't have to subdivide the land until the properties had been inspected by the town planning authority.
Which they never were, because most of them didn't actually meet requirements anyway, did they?
Precisely.
All right, so go on.
The other issue is, in fact, I was talking with a woman on Wednesday about this, who bought in October. She paid her deposit to the developer. She went to the bank to say, well, I'd like to pay off the mortgage, please. And the bank said, well, what you've paid for the property is much less than the mortgage that's on the land. So she's now in the situation where the only way she can clear the mortgage is to actually pay more than she agreed to pay for the property, which is ridiculous.
Now, this is somebody who... This is a developer... I don't want names, please, but a developer who is still trading.
Yes, yes, at the eastern side of the island.
Run that past me again. Why does she want... She wants to pay off what? The mortgage she has on
her... The mortgage. No. She wants to pay off... Under the new law, a buyer can go to the vendor's bank and pay off the vendor's mortgage.
Why should you do that? We're just helping these people get out of a hole.
Yeah, but then that money is deducted from the price she pays the vendor.
Oh, okay. She hasn't finished paying him yet.
No.
Okay.
But in this situation, in this particular situation, the value of the mortgage, the amount of the mortgage, was actually more than she was paying for the property. So the only way she can get a mortgage clearance from the bank is to pay more for the property or get the developer to pay off an element of his loan.
Which he's not likely to do. None of them seem to be likely to do that.
Well, they aren't getting the money coming in to pay these debts.
All right, do you think most of them are willing to pay the debts if they did have the money coming in? Because it seems to me that this is a bit of a scam that's been going on for a long time.
This scam has been going on for many years, Rosie. You know, they take the profit out of one development and put it into the next and borrow money on that second development, and so it goes on. Are they willing to pay off? I don't think so. If they were willing to pay off, they would have done it years ago.
Which begs the question, what next, particularly with this group of people, up to 70 people's homes? We're talking serious stuff here. These are people who've invested their life savings or whatever.
Yes.
Is there any chance that the bank will get the requisite permission?
It's going to take time. These things don't happen in 10 minutes. But what I...
Well, at the same time, this is... You're talking about people's livelihood.
Yes,
we don't want this
yes.
to drag on for years, because what a stressful situation to be
exactly,
in.
Exactly. I mean, what I would suggest to everybody who's bought property on these developments now is to file an objection with the director of the Land Registry in Paphos, and the reason why they are objecting, because one of the things that the director has to look at is all the objections to this application to auction the land. And I know also that at least one of these cases has now gone to the European Court of Human Rights.
But that will take a long, long time, won't it?
Yes. But it may prevent the auction. Because if a case is being heard in court, then it may have an impact on these auctions.
Okay, so it might postpone
that. I can't say that categorically.
No, but it's something that's sub judice, I suppose. Might at least make it a little bit more difficult to proceed. But what do the Ministry of the Interior and the relevant authorities in the Land Registry Department say about all this?
Well, this is the way the system works here, I'm afraid. I haven't spoken with the Land Registry or the Interior Ministry, but this is the way the system works here and has always worked here, and it's really up to the government to introduce legislation to protect buyers.
But I thought they said that if you registered your certificate of sale at the Land Registry, then you were protected. Was that not the big thing after several years of fighting for decent sort of coverage and protection for buyers?
That statement is very misleading, Rosie. It misses out the vital bit that providing there is no mortgage on the land, providing there are no prior claims on the land, and providing the developer doesn't go bankrupt. In fact, I have a letter here from the Interior Ministry, from the Permanent Secretary, that was written to an MEP in 2009. And it clearly says in this letter, buyers of immovable property are protected once they deposit the contract of sale at the appropriate district land office of the Department of Lands and Surveys according to the sale specific performance law, full stop. It mentions nothing about mortgages. It mentions nothing about other claims. These statements are extremely misleading.
Okay. What next for the people? You said they need to go and maybe at least put in an objection.
Yes.
Is there anything else they can do to protect their interests?
Well, they could get some decent lawyers to help them. I know that a number of lawyers have been sniffing around, if I can use that term.
Well, you can, but I mean, again, the problem here, along with, we know that if certain lawyers had been doing their job properly in the first place, exactly. most of these people would have had a proper search done and wouldn't be in this position. Again, how do you find a lawyer you can trust, Nigel?
It is extremely difficult. For British buyers, the British High Commission has published a list of lawyers, English-speaking lawyers. So that will be a good starting point.
And we're back to something I know we've discussed many times before, and I know I always say when this subject comes up, and that is make sure that you get a lawyer who is not from the same area as your development person or your bank manager or anybody else.
Absolutely, absolutely. You mentioned the case. Yes, there has been one case in the Supreme Court where a lawyer was judged professionally incompetent and ordered to pay the plaintiffs, I think, €120,000 or something like that. So that's the only one case I've heard of a lawyer being tried for professional misconduct. And I would suspect that a number of these, the lawyers who acted on behalf of these buyers, would be guilty of the same. The difficulty people will have is finding a lawyer in Cyprus to take another lawyer to court. It's virtually unheard of. I've only heard of one case.
Okay. There is a lot of information online about all of this. Very quickly, Nigel, you did mention the fact that prices are down, but also transactions are also down. I think you've just come out with some recent information on that. Can you fill us in?
Yes, certainly. Let me see. Well, if we're talking about the year to date, total sales are down nearly 20% on last year, and they're also below the number in 2009, the year the market crashed. So I think I can give you a precise number: 6,367 contracts for properties have been deposited at land registries so far this year.
So that's a huge... Is this, do you think, just that because nobody's got any money at the moment, or is it because people are hearing about the sort of things that are going on and finally deciding they're not going to risk it in Cyprus?
It's a combination of things. Certainly the rabbit's out of the hat with respect to the title deeds issues, and people are being much more wary now. And certainly you see signs up now, adverts, property with title deeds. So anybody trying to sell a property without a title deed, be it a property developer or a private individual, is going to have a great deal of difficulty selling. Mm. Then, of course, you have the problems here with the high interest rates. I believe it's now record levels of unemployment on the island, and that's dissuading the local buyers. And, of course, there's a general problem in the whole euro area with the economic situation.
Yeah, all right.
All these combined are not helping.
No, I'm sure that they aren't. But you do have a lot of information on the Cyprus Property Buyers page?
Cyprus Property News.
CyprusPropertyNews.com?
No, if people just Google Cyprus Property News, they'll soon find me. I'm at the top of the list.
Okay, well, it's been a pleasure talking to you after a long time, Nigel. Thanks for joining me.
And I'd like to wish all these people on these developments every success in their efforts to retain their properties.
Absolutely. All right, thanks very much.
Thank you, Rosie.
Bye-bye. Nigel Howarth there, and talking there about this nightmare for some people who've purchased properties, and it looks now like the banks may be